Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a general grain market rally today, with the corn closing 3 to 4 cents higher. December corn up 4 and a quarter, actually, at 382 and three quarters. Beans quite strong as well. November beans up 14 and a quarter at 907 and three quarters. Rallied right at the last handful of minutes of trading to close up there near the high. And wheat futures were stronger all day long. Chicago wheat closed up 8 to 9.5 cents, with December at 509.5, up 9.5. Kansas City was strong as well, not quite as strong. December Kansas City was up 5.25 at $4.99, about 6 cents off the high. It went as high as the 504 and three quarters. Now this week, the market's generally concentrating on the pro farmer crop tour. Of course, we've got the exports today as well. And then hedge funds kind of changing, as this week we saw several markets make new contract lows, including the wheat and then also the soybeans. Of course, being Thursday, if they follow through in a rally tomorrow, that'll be a positive sign after making new contract lows this week, you know, to close higher like that. Outside markets, Dow Jones is down 225. Oil and gas futures are just about unchanged.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were as expected for soybeans and wheat futures. A little bit bullish for corn. Old crop corn was about 82,000 metric tons higher than the guess. And then everything else was within the range. Hedge funds at this point are short wheat about 105 million bushels, long 480 million bushels of corn, long 120 million bushels of beans. As that market went lower this week, it's expected that those long positions are smaller than they were to start the week. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour will have the final results tomorrow at 1:30. It's expected to be a little bit lower than what the USDA suggested, but not really all that bad. Every afternoon they come out with their latest round of estimates, but tomorrow will be the final one. Friday is the last trading day for all September grain options. And then also tomorrow we've got Stats Canada report, 7:30 in the morning. All wheat's expected to be 25.6 million metric tons. Last year it was 29.2. This morning there was a USDA announcement of 193,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. And then also tomorrow afternoon, cattle on feed report, 2.6% bigger than last year on feed, placed 0.9 and marketed 97%.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle up 117 at 146.32, December up 112 at 148.47. September feeder cattle down 7 at 206.82, with October up a dime at 203.97. October lean hogs down 125 at 64.75, December down 97 at 61.30. September Kansas City wheat 7 higher at 481 and a quarter, December up 7.5 at 501 and a 5.25. September Chicago wheat up a dime at 5.06¼. September corn 3¾ higher at 3.71. December up 4 at 3.82½. September soybeans 18 higher at 9.21½. November up 13¾ at 9.07¼. October cotton up 30 at 67.66. December up 40 at 66.93. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.